At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jay.
I told Spadil this a couple of days ago, is that these videos I'm seeing of these cart narcs, they've made me change my behavior.
Really?
Yeah, they have.
Cart narcs?
I'm afraid one's going to bust me in a parking lot. I'm going to have a confrontation. They have these cart narcs. Yeah. These people are posting videos online, okay? And I don't know if it's an organized. I don't know what's going on. But they're posting videos online, and it's people that confront people who don't take their carts back.
I don't get people that don't take them back. I just don't get that. That is just the laziest pieces of poop people on the planet.
Like you park it in the median, like
yeah.
On that.
And it just like the wind, especially right now with storms, the wind picks up and then it just goes into somebody's car. I've watched it a million times.
I'm standing right here.
Laziest piece
that
of poo I've ever met.
That language you're using is not very appropriate right now.
Tonight, to my face,
you're saying this.
Today is a perfect example because it's going to get windy, right? Because we have storms. And then, boom, it goes to the side of my car because you just are too tired to take it back to the stall.
I've done where you take it to the front of the car and you know, lift up the front wheels of the car and leave it on half grass, half concrete.
Do you know how much harder it is to be the cart rounder then?
Yeah.
If somebody does that over the curb?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it all. I take it all the way inside. You do?
Every time. I take it all the way inside.
Bless your heart.
I don't do that. I take it to the cart corral.
I take it all the way inside.
Whatever's closer. If inside's closer, I'll go inside. If cart's closer, corral.
It doesn't even matter how close to the corral. I take it all the way
inside. Whoa. That's exactly what I do. I do whatever's closer. The grass, the police parking spot, handicap, whatever's closer. I do the same thing.
You cannot put a cart in the handicap. Come on!
Nobody ever parks there.
People need those spots.
You think it's just people with like big butts or something? That's what that spot's for.
No, most of the handicapped cars BBLs. I see that go park there are small cars, so there's room for the cart there too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wow. The worst are the people who don't return it and then they're like, yeah, I'm giving the guy a job. Like, dude, you're such a douchebag.
What's wrong with that? It is a job.
But they have other jobs inside the store. They just ask them to go do that.
You don't realize how miserable that is to corral a bunch of carts.
Have you ever done it?
Oh, yeah.
Where? At Arby's?
No, for a hot second, I worked at Total Food and Wine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it was, that's the worst. When you have to go out there and there's a lot of carts and you got to put them all in a line and then take them all, it's miserable. And then there's one, like you, from you, BJ, one way out in the middle of nowhere, not near a cart corral, and you got to bring that one all the way back.
Sometimes I do wonder if they're happy to get outside, though.
Did you get a paycheck? Thank you.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, he's got
other job at anything.
Thank you.
Somebody said, Jamie, you think you're so special because you take it all the way inside. Oh my God. Yes, I am.
Yes.
So then.
Yes. You take your groceries out of it, you put your groceries in the car, and the most convenient place you can find, you just ditch it. That's what you do. You ditch
it.
I call it ditch. Well, now they have these people that just, they find it upon themselves to be the cart narcs.
Good.
They call themselves that. And they go to parking lots. They ain't, but how much of a loser lifestyle do you have that you hang out in grocery store parking lots looking for people that don't return carts?
That
is a dumb life you lead.
No, it's not. It's ha-ha on you.
All right, let me play you one, okay? These are all over the place.
Is there a cart return right over there if you want it?
There's
a cart return right over.
You want to take it over there?
No, that's your cart, not mine.
Now, who are you?
I'm Agent Sebastian with the Cart Narcs, like it says on my chest in bold, powerful letters.
You spent $300?
Oh, what'd you buy?
Groceries.
Okay, so then do you think you get to make it harder for the next person to park? Bring them on.
You know what,
I'm a nice guy. I'm helping out the community, actually.
I have one need. And I want your card.
Okay, I got one for you. But you know, so did you have one knee when you walked into the store too, or did it? Did you lose it on the way in? That's me. I'm a nice guy, actually, sir.
This guy's
kind of hateable.
He is hateable, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to tell you right now. And this guy, he kind of does this so he can post videos. He wants the confrontation, and we get it. But there are a lot of people out there that are doing this, and they're turning on their phones, and they're recording it as they approach somebody. Just so happens that that's happening in the parking lot. Here's the problem, though. We have enough road rage in this world, okay? We have enough people with confrontations at restaurants or whatever, but this is going to start a real fight in certain parking lots over these damn carts. Is it really worth it?
Just take your cart back.
I don't want to take my cart back.
By the way, if you're going to follow the most fun like thing like that, right? The cart narts or whatever. Yeah. Oh my God, these five dudes go to boat ramps all across the country.
I've seen that too.
It is fantastic because all these people cannot put their boats in the water on the ramps, and they score them. They like give them scores, right? And the people get so nervous to back their boats in that they jackknife them and everything, and they're like, "Wow!"
They could have filmed me one time. Yeah. We had Sea-Doos at a radio station that I was working at in Tampa. Uh-huh. I went and put them in the water one day and forgot to put the plugs in.
Oh God!
I literally push them off the trailer.
Yeah,
I push them off the trailer thinking that I can tie them. I'm right there to the dock. I'll go park the car. I come back. They're gone. They're gone.
They already sunk?
They sunk.
That fast?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I had to go park and then walk back. And by the time I got back, all you saw was the rope leading into the water.
Oh, God.
The Sea-Doos were at the bottom. Oh.
Yeah, you would have gotten a high score.
I would have been on that.
Yeah. God.
But this cart narc thing, well, people that just confronting somebody in a parking lot, you don't know what kind of day they're having. I mean, it could turn ugly.
You don't know what they've gone through.
No, I'm talking about the person who's leaving the car.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Isn't that a saying?
Like me, for example.
Isn't that a saying?
You don't know what someone's going through.
Yeah, you don't know what someone's going through.
Exactly.
I understand,
BJ. So if I'm that guy that comes back to my car, I load my groceries in and I find the closest grassy dole to leave my cart.
I don't know what I'm going through that day. You're right.
Yeah. I might be in a hurry because I've got an appointment to, you know, biopsy or something.
Biopsy.
Oh my God.
Or my kid
needs to be at the dentist in 10 minutes.
I don't know what I'm going through. Yeah.
Thank you,
okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.